This is episode number 12, and today we're talking all about transforming in a new season. Hello and welcome to the Taking Back Your Power podcast. I'm Isabel Palacios, and I specifically created and designed this podcast to empower, inspire, and help you cultivate a powerful mindset to build your best life and live out your dreams. May you always remember your true beauty, your true worth, and your true power always come from within. So get your coffee, smoothie, or wine ready, and let's get started. Let me just start off this episode by saying that I am feeling so amazingly phenomenal today, and this Monday has just been absolutely magical, and it is the epitome of a magic Monday because not only is today just super happy and wonderful for me, just mentally and physically and spiritually, but I have officially launched the Taking Back Your Power Instagram. And I know you're probably thinking, oh, it's just an Instagram, but this is just the beginning. Taking Back Your Power, of course, is the name of this podcast, but I wanted to grow this from just being a podcast, from just being my YouTube channel, to actually being something bigger that I can use to inspire and to motivate all of you and to connect and just share ideas and energy as a community. Along with its own Instagram page about law of attraction, self-help, positivity, just girl boss and spirituality things, I will be finally launching a series of courses on self-help, spirituality, law of attraction, you name it. My goal and vision with Taking Back Your Power is to take spirituality and self-growth to a new level. Along with my YouTube channel and this very podcast, I want to inspire others to keep leveling up. And really, I was inspired by all of you to launch this new venture. I just want to pay you guys back for all of the love and support and inspiration and positive vibes that you have given me since the very beginning, since I first started doing self-help videos on YouTube, since I first started talking about the law of attraction. All of this that I am launching today, it's all for you. It's just my way of saying thanks, of giving back, and for extending my gratitude to the thousands of people that I have connected with all across the globe. It's honestly so very humbling, and to think about where I started and to where I am now, I absolutely can't believe it. I never thought it would grow to this, but thank you guys so very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Even if you've just been a listener, even if you've just been a viewer, thank you so much. You don't know how each and every one of you has impacted my life in some way. And I'm just so grateful. You have no idea the amount of gratitude I have emanating from my pores at this very moment. I could explode in gratitude, as crazy as that sounds. I'm so grateful to all of you, the universe, to God, for making this a reality, for bringing this vision to life. And I'm so excited to share with you what's to come, because this is only the beginning. We're just getting started, and I'm so excited that you guys are along with me on this journey. So that being said, please follow at Taking Back Your Power on Instagram. It's also on Facebook. It's spelled exactly like this podcast. It's the same name, and it looks like it's becoming my new brand. So please follow. We'll connect on there. I'm so excited. And if you don't follow me on my personal Instagram and my Twitter and all that, all the links are always down below. I love connecting with you guys. That's it. Let's get on with this podcast episode, because it is a wonderful, amazing topic that I am so passionate about. You guys know I've been talking about ever since fall started that we are going to transform and work on our transformation this season, this month, and until 2019, when we will get the ball rolling and make our dreams a reality. And it really doesn't matter when you're listening to this podcast, because I told you guys time and time again, now is the right time to start a transformation, and it's never too late to start something new or begin again. We can have new beginnings in any time in our life. That being said, I want to let you guys know really quickly that this podcast is actually distributed by Anchor. The Anchor app is amazing, and you can actually submit to me questions in voice. So you can submit to me voice questions, anything you'd like to ask me. I'm thinking about taking all of your questions or a lot of questions that you guys submit to me and answering them right here on the podcast. It is so cool. So please download the Anchor app. I'm not sponsored in any way, but they have made my podcasting a million times easier. I used to host on SoundCloud and it wasn't the best. Anchor is 100% free and it's so awesome if you're thinking about hosting your own podcast. So please check it out. It's Anchor app, anchor.fm, and it is honestly changing my life. So enough about that. Let's get on to October. It is October 1st. It is a new month, a new season, and we will work on transforming. So let's start by setting our intentions. And I already told you guys, if you follow me over on Taking Back Your Powers Instagram, I already let you guys know what my intentions are for the month of October. So really, when you set intentions, it's really important to have a few things in mind. And a lot of us don't really know what intentions are. So let's just touch on what we need to do in order to set intentions. So you really want to make sure that you choose things that you wish to improve on or cultivate in your life. So let's take a second right now to pause the podcast, if you're listening, and write down your five top intentions for the month of October. And you can honestly just write this down in your notes section of your smartphone, or maybe send a text to yourself, or if you have a pen and paper nearby, just scribble it down. But make sure to really think about these beforehand, before writing them down. If you're feeling a little lost, not to worry. You can just wait until the end of this podcast. If you need some inspiration to write down your intentions, that's all right too. When writing intentions or drafting intentions or putting intentions out into the universe, you want to think of the five top things, anything that you'd like to set the mood or the theme for the month. So usually with intentions, you will choose things that you want to work on, or you will choose energies or something kind of like a motto or something to live your October or whatever month or whatever year you're setting intentions for. You want to set the mood for that time, for that period. What are the things you wish to work on? What are the things you wish to cultivate? What are the things you wish to grow on? What are the things you want most in your life? Think of all these things. So I'm going to share with you what my top five intentions, what my main intentions are for the month of October and even for the entire fall season. So my number one is to get out of my comfort zone, which I already have been working on these past couple of months. I have really transformed and just taken my life, and almost like a water bottle, I have shaken up my life like so. So right now the dust is settling and I am going to continue doing what I have been doing. My life is like always under construction, which is good because I have been making a lot of changes and making new plans and working on new ventures. So I'm pretty much used to always transforming, but right now I really want to build upon the foundation that I have been working so hard on. So getting out of my comfort zone. Number two is making health and wellness and fitness a priority. That is definitely something I am doing a lot recently. A couple days ago, actually, I uploaded my What I Eat in a Day video for High Vibes. And honestly, the way I have been eating has transformed me so much. And it is so true that health is wealth, guys. When you really, really focus on putting the best nutrition into your body and treating your body right and filling it with love and positivity and loving your body, your life will transform. It will give you so much confidence. It will give you so much energy. It will give you so much drive and motivation. You will just feel so much better about your life overall. So that is something I want to continue cultivating right now in the month of October and really treating my body right. My third intention is to put 110% effort in every single thing I do. And this is partly inspired by the Four Agreements. And one of the Four Agreements, I would highly recommend you read that book, by the way. I can't talk about how transformative it really is, but one of the Four Agreements is doing your best. And oh my goodness, just the way he describes, his name is Don Miguel Ruiz, the writer of the book. The way he describes showing up and doing your best in every situation is so liberating and also so empowering. I highly recommend this. And that is part of my inspiration from since I read that book. That has inspired me, just that do your best part. It's truly transformative. I feel like in the past, I do have a tendency to be a procrastinator. I do have a tendency to just kind of half-ass something. And that is something that I have always worked against, is fighting the procrastination. And I'm so happy that now I'm not a procrastinator. And let me tell you, it did take a lot of hard work and effort to not be a procrastinator. I had to implement new routines. I had to implement new ways to crush my goals and to get things done. And I think I might do a video or a podcast episode about this, but let me just tell you, it hasn't been easy to break those habits and those limiting beliefs and all that that had led me to become a procrastinator. So now I am putting 110% effort into everything I do, from how I wash my face, to how I make my bed every morning, to the things I eat, to when I work out, to the content I create, to anything I do, any energy, anything I put out into the universe, I am putting 110% effort into everything. And I have been doing this for probably about a couple months now, where I'm consciously putting in 110% effort. And the way I do it is I check off in my head, okay, did I do my best? Did I put in 110% effort, or did I just put in 80? How much will it take for me to reach that 110%, or at least the 100%? That is really how you check yourself and make sure you go above and beyond with everything you create. My fourth intention is to make calm my superpower. So making sure that with whatever I am faced, or whatever I have to go through in life, or whatever obstacle is thrown my way, I will react in a calm manner. Not angry, not upset, not anxious. I will always repeat the mantra, calm is a superpower. And I want to make calm my superpower. I want to really cultivate that and make that a part of my personality, because I have been the type of person who is quick to get anxious or angry or sad about something out of my control. And now I'm really focusing on just centering myself, being in the moment, and doing my best. Again, going back to one of the four agreements, always doing my best. And a way I will continue to cultivate this throughout the month of October is by implementing more meditation, just more rituals to help me soothe my anxiety, work on my anxiety. And when difficult situations arise, I will focus on really going inside myself instead of reacting automatically. So taking time to think about what has happened, what is occurring, and really process it before I actually react or set an intention or make an action with it. So the way we can achieve and make our intentions our new story in our life is by always doing our best in any given situation. So always keep that at the forefront. Always keep that do your best thing at the forefront when it comes to your intentions, because a lot of times we are human. I mean, not a lot of times, we are human. So we will make mistakes. We will do things that we're not proud of. But what's important is that you're aware of when you slip up, you're not hard on yourself, and you figure out how you can do better next time. My tips on how to set your intention, how to figure out what you want your intentions to be, or just how to go at them full force and how to make them your new reality, is to, one, meditate on them. If you're not sure what you wish to change, what energy you wish to put into the new month, if you're not sure where to start, if you're not sure exactly what you want, always meditate with an intention. And I don't mean an intention for October, I just mean the intention of finding your intentions, if that makes sense. So sit down, meditate, maybe take 5 to 10 minutes, or maybe even 20 minutes, however long you need. But just sit down on your floor or on your bed and set the intention out into the universe. What do I want for the month of October? What returns do I want October to give me? What do I want to change in the month of October? What do I want to bring into fruition in the month of October? What do I wish to work on myself, in my career, in my goals, in my personal life, in my romantic life? What do I wish to attract? What do I wish to make my new reality? And you sit down on your yoga mat, or you sit down on your bed, and you close your eyes, turn off all distractions, turn off all music, and just sit with that main question, with that main intention that you wish to give out into the universe. Once you have figured out your five intentions, you need to keep them at the forefront of your mind every single day. Read them as soon as you wake up in the morning. Every time you have a difficulty in your day, read them. Read them out loud, read them in your mind, repeat them over and over again, and really ingrain them in your mind so that anytime anything negative or counterproductive arises in your daily life, then you can repeat them in your head and actually memorize them. That'd be a great thing. And make it part of your morning routine to read them out loud or say them out loud so that you'll be inspired for the rest of your day to just live your life and make every action a reflection of these intentions for the month of October. And when you're in a difficult situation, reflect back to them always. And every day, I want you to journal on how you worked towards your intentions and just reflecting back on how you used them throughout your day, how they reminded you to do something, how they made you better, how maybe you didn't do your best that day, and how you can work on doing your best tomorrow or what you will do tomorrow. And every single day, I want you to check back in with those intentions, whether you had a good day or a bad day or a normal day or whatever. I want you to always go check back to your intentions, kind of make a checklist. Did I get out of my comfort zone today? Did I make health a priority today? Did I put 110% effort into everything I do today? Did I use calm as my superpower today? Did I focus on abundance today? And just do that. It's very simple. You can even do like a mental checklist, whatever it is. It's kind of like checking yourself, making sure that you are living by the own guidelines that you have set for your life. So with intentions, our goal is basically putting out the energy that we wish to put out into the universe. Intentions are basically the energy you are putting out to the universe and whatever you wish to manifest more of in your life. So subconsciously, we are always setting intentions, whether we know it or not. We're always putting out energy by the way we talk to others, by the way we conduct ourselves, by the way we behave, by the way we treat others, by the way we talk to ourselves, by the way we talk to others, by the way we just go and live our life. We are setting intentions. So what we want to do is start consciously setting our intentions and make sure there's something positive, because like your limiting beliefs, your intentions have been set for you by other people, by circumstances, by bad experiences. So now we are taking our power back, ladies and gents, and we are going to set a positive intention now and set the intention of success, set the intention of abundance, set the intention of happiness. Which actually, did I tell you guys what my last intention was? And that is to focus on abundance. I totally forgot to mention that, but that is one thing. I am not focusing on lack anymore. I'm not focusing on what I'm lacking in my life. Instead, I'm focusing on what I have, and I'm being grateful for what I have, and I am attracting more abundance. That is also an intention I am setting for October, probably the most important one. But I will be making sure that abundance is leading my life and not lack, not fear, not emptiness, none of that negative stuff. It's only going to be abundance, abundance in love, abundance in wealth, abundance in freedom, abundance in options, abundance in positivity and good energy and good vibes, always. So hopefully now you have a better idea of what your intentions might be. And if you can't come up with five of them or whatever you want, you can even have more than five, you can have 10, whatever, but I would suggest that you focus in on five at the most, because you don't want to spread your energy too thin. So focus on the top five things that you wish to change, that you wish to manifest more of, that you want to see more of in October and beyond, all the things that you just wish to bring into fruition with your life. It could be personality, it could be your lifestyle, it could be in your romantic life, in your career, in school, if you want better grades, if you want to be a better student. So many things you can do to shift the energy of the year and really start to lay down the foundation for 2019, because that is our ultimate goal with doing all of this work in the fall, is to set the foundation already for 2019, to make 2019 the best year yet, because that is definitely my goal. So now that we have set down the foundation and laid down the groundwork for our intentions. And for October, I want you to be sure to think of these intentions a lot and to meditate on them. Maybe specifically one day meditate on your first intention, the second day meditate on your second intention, or whatever you feel most inspired to meditate on in that particular day. It's all up to you. It's how you feel. There's really no specific formula for this. It's honestly all about how you feel and how these intentions are affecting your actions and the energy you put out into the world. Because the way we do this is basically rewriting our story, writing our story, writing what we want to happen into our life. And think of your life as a novel. And you are the author of this novel. You are the creator of your reality. Whether you believe it or not, whether you believe in the law of attraction or not, it just is. The intentions you set out are so important because it doesn't matter how hard you work, if you don't have that positive energy and that drive to make it a success, if you don't have an ultimate goal, an ultimate dream, an ultimate desire, then all of that work will basically just be work. It'll just be monotonous. You won't have positive returns. And you might even manifest some negative stuff in your life. So we don't want to do that. So we know right now that we have an infinite power within us. We are connected to the universe. We are a direct portal to divine source and to divine energy. And we need to start taking that power and investing it to where we want to just expand our life, expand our horizons, expand our lifestyle, and make our dream life. Because you control your reality. With these intentions, you are literally controlling your reality. You are literally writing down what will come to be. And if you believe it to be, it is so. If you put that belief in there, you will create it. Think of how far belief has taken human beings. Think of the large churches that have been built throughout history and the empires built solely on beliefs. Think of that. If it wasn't for those beliefs, if it wasn't for those ultimate goals and those intentions, big empires, big churches, big institutions would not come to fruition. Because if you don't have an intention, if you don't have a goal, what's the point in anything? So start setting those intentions. Start setting those things that you want in your life right now. Stop letting life just happen to you. Stop letting things just happen to you. Stop letting people just control you. Because if you don't control yourself, somebody else sure will. Something else sure will. So start controlling your thoughts, your intentions, your actions, everything right now in this moment. In the moment that this podcast ends, I want you to be writing down your intentions. People can judge us when we're on a mission. People will talk down to us. People will probably say negative, mean things. I mean, that is just human nature. Don't take any of it personally because those people are probably sad and upset in their own lives and that's why they got to tear other people down. But we're not going to allow you to tear anyone else down. We're going to build ourselves up, focus in on ourselves and our lives and the things we can do right now to better our lives. And you'll see just how powerful you truly are. You'll see just how powerful your words, actions, and intentions are. Because when those things come together, it is like the holy trifecta. We can truly create great energy, great returns, and we are the masters of our own fate. So thank you guys so much for tuning in for this episode of Taking Back Your Power. Don't forget to follow us on our new Instagram and follow our new journey here on Taking Back Your Power and my new course, The Confidence Charge Up. It's going to be an incredibly intense and in-depth course on how to be confident, how to cultivate confidence for life, how to go from a really shy, insecure person into a gorgeous, amazing, confident butterfly. That is what we're working on. And please follow Taking Back Your Power on Instagram to be notified of when it launches. Of course, I'm going to talk about it on YouTube when it launches and on here when it launches. I am so excited. I hope you guys are excited as me. And please be sure to follow me on social media. Of course, my personal Instagram, everything is down below for you guys. We can connect, we can talk, we can share ideas, and we can inspire each other to be our best selves. Thank you guys once again so much for your continued love and support. And always remember, no matter who you may be in this life, no matter what you may be going through, no matter what you may look like, your true beauty, your true worth, and your true power always come from within. That is my belief. That is my mantra. And I believe it's so true. I live by it. And I hope you know this. I hope you have realized your power by now. And if not, we'll keep working on it. We'll get you there. I love you guys so very much, and I can't wait to be back here on next week's episode of Taking Back Your Power every single Monday. I love you guys. And now I want you to go write your intentions and live your intentions. Bye-bye.